Hey, welcome back to another edition of Good News, your God News You Can Use podcast. Glad you're here, and I'm your host, Corey Reynolds, and we're getting right into it with story number one, and that's what it's all about if you're just tuning in for the first time. Three awesome good news stories, and we always give God the glory, the honor, the praise, all the credit for the good news happening in the world. He is the author and finisher of our faith. He is the beginning, the end. He is all the good news that is happening out there, and we want to attribute it to Him. So, we always do a good news story that's in the news, but I don't just go find any good news stories. I find ones specifically where you can see God working in the midst. You can see people coming to Christ and knowing Him better. Or you can see a story that makes your heart just burst at the seams, just knowing that God was right there at the right time at a particular situation. And I've got a lot of those kinds of stories as well. Now, speaking of God being in your heart, there are a few, I would say a handful, maybe more, we don't know about, in Hollywood, those that have devoted their lives, their career, their everything to Christ, and they are still working. One of those superstars, Oscar-winning Denzel Washington. This is a man who grew into his faith as the years went on. He, like a lot of us, we made a lot of those mistakes when we're younger and we're trying to figure out our way through life just to come roundabout to realize it's always been about Christ. And there was recently something in Orlando, a conference there called the Better Man Conference, and I love this, a gathering of men to be better fathers, husbands, servants to Christ, coming together in one particular place. Denzel Washington was one of their speakers along with Toby Mac, entertaining. That is a combo right there. I wish I could have seen, except for, you know, I'm not a guy, but no, this is definitely a conference that turned out some really better men. And Denzel has never been shy about espousing his faith right there openly in front of Hollywood and for all to hear. And he's been telling people lately that he's been listening for that still small voice, listening to God these days. And he says here at 66, getting ready to be 67, having just buried my mother, I made a promise to her and to God, not just to do good, the right way, but to honor my mother and my father by the way I live my life the rest of my days on this earth. I'm here to serve, to help, to provide. He also spoke on the role of a God-loving, God-fearing man, and he said that John Wayne formula, I love that, is not quite a fit right now. I still love John Wayne, though. He explained, but strength, leadership, power, authority, guidance, patience are God's gift to us as men. And he said, we have to cherish that, not abuse it. Well, see, I love that all over again. If there was a combo between Denzel and John Wayne, I think it'd be like the perfect man. Sorry, but I digress. Okay, but actually, there is no such thing as perfect, but there is a good, God-fearing, God-loving man. And I think Denzel really sums it up. But it took him a while to get to that moment where he confessed Jesus as his Savior. How many times?
Well, a couple of three times, you know.
you had to make sure. You had to make sure. Okay.
Well, I gave it up. You know, early on, I was like, shoot, this is it. Then I was like, and this is, I'm laughing, but I was filled with the Holy Ghost and it scared me. I said, well, wait a minute. I didn't want to go this deep. You know, I want a party, you know. So in fact, in 1981 or 82, when it came time to come down to the altar, I said, you know, this time I'm just going to go down there and give it up and see what happens. And I went in the prayer room and gave it up and let go and experienced something I've never experienced in my life. It was a supernatural, if not once in a lifetime experience, once in this lifetime experience, that I couldn't completely understand at the time.
It's amazing how God will give you an indelible mark in terms of an experience that no matter how much you may stray away from or deviate from, you never forget that moment.
Amen, brother. And he went on to say that, you know, speaking of success, whether in business or with family or in life, he said the first thing we need to do is stay on our knees. And I thought that was amazing. Stay on your knees, watch me, but listen to God. Amen. Got a verse for this? Of course we do. We love good men, and we love how good men step up in society and be the dads, the husbands, the fathers, the grandfathers, grandfathers, the uncles, all those things that they can be. There's nothing like it. It's just something to see. And I'm going to take a little bit of liberty here and say that our society has a tendency to try to tear down men a little bit too much. And having raised two sons, I think I saw that early on and I said, you know, I've got to watch carefully here. I've got to get in my watchtower and watch carefully because I can tell that people are going to, they're going to go after my boys and tell them that they're not necessarily worthy just because they're men. And I know that God had a great plan in this, that we are who we are in our roles. And in God's word, 1 Timothy 6:11 says, a man of God aims at righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness, and fights the good fight of faith. Amen. I love that. And, you know, I love going to church and sitting there with my husband who has this real heart for God. He just loves Jesus so much and he's not going through the motions. And I see him sitting there and clinging to the words of the pastor and those up on the screen. And as we get into God's word and his heart is 100% in it. And it really does make a difference when you've got a good man in your life, one that loves Jesus. I've told the young women in my life, be very careful going forward. Because you don't want to cause yourself a lot of frustration later on in life. If you've got a heart that loves Jesus, find a like-minded man because it's going to make all the difference. They aim at righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness, and fights the good fight, the fight of faith. Denzel is a very good example of that. Okay, speaking of good men, I got to talk about one of my favorite gospel singers, the one and only Kirk Franklin. And he did something pretty amazing for story number two today. We're talking about a wonderful, amazing song with over 200 children around the world. They call them the Compassion Youth Choir through Compassion International, and a wonderful organization. He got all these children together to sing this song with him. I got a little clip here for you. Remember.
Fear is not from God. He's not giving you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. If you believe that, say,
thank God, my thank God, my thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God, my thank God, my thank God.
Oh, that's the truth, y'all. See, if you think that's good, it just gets better. Because joy cometh in the morning. And whatever you've gone through now, it's only to make you better, make you closer, make you stronger. So I need for you to sing it from that place now. Say!
Liars, liars, liars.
Yeah, yeah.
Liars, liars, liars.
Don't worry.
Mega, mega, mega.
It's all working for your good.
Mega.
Don't worry, I love that part right there. Kirk Franklin is amazingly talented and he gives it all to God. And there's, to me, in my opinion, there's no better gospel singer at present than the one and only Kirk Franklin. Gotta love the Winans and a whole lot more, but just love Kirk. And I love his heart for helping out the kids there. They gathered together, of course, virtually. Everybody was piped in via video and they all sang together. Somebody put it together and you got Lean On Me right there, which is just amazing. I love that. One of the children that was involved was a young boy from Uganda. His name is Kakama John, one of those few chosen to sing on this video from all over the world. KJ, as they call him in Uganda, was discovered at the Compassion International Youth Center in Uganda. And they immediately recognized, though he was born with no arms, that he had this amazing God-given talent to sing. And so he got on the video. And actually, here's more about the people from the center talking about this amazing young man.
At the age of 16, it's when we discovered that Kakama John was talented in singing.
I have had a chance to participate in local music competitions, both at school and at Loop Project.
And since then, we've been helping him to get trainers to take him through that journey, and then we have been helping him to record some of the songs.
Look what they're doing. That's amazing. You know, we sponsor a child too through Uganda. His name is Alfred. We've been doing that for many years. And, you know, I pray for him and another child that we sponsor. Her name is Marisiana. Just like I would pray for my own kids to be safe, to be saved, to have all those blessings that God wants them, that joy that is born within us when we are babes, when we are in our mother's womb. It is there from the beginning, and it becomes our job as parents and grandparents to nurture it and bring it out and show them that, yes, that joy that you have built into you is all about Jesus. Amen. So yeah, I got a good verse for it. Luke 18:16-17. So Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the children come to me and do not stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Do you remember being young and seeing your Savior maybe in Sunday school or in a stained glass window and just falling in love with them? It's innate in us. It's born in us. And so it becomes our job as parents and grandparents to nurture that and bring it out and bring them up in the way they should go. Amen. And God bless Kirk Franklin for what he's doing there. And of course, our new friend KJ over in Uganda. And please log on to CompassionInternational.com. I think it's .org, actually. And consider sponsoring a child. It's a great opportunity for your children, too, to minister to other kids and find out a little bit more about their world. I think that's an awesome and one of the best opportunities for your children to learn about Jesus. I take out the Compassion International catalog at Christmas time, and I go through it with my grandson, Kai. And we always find one cause. I say, pick one thing that you want to do for somebody in the world. And last Christmas, he did mosquito netting for kids in Africa. So I want him to be involved in that. So it's a really great opportunity. Don't miss it. All right. We are moving on to story number three. This is turning out to be a long podcast. You know why? Because there's a lot of good news in the world. And I love to go find those for you. 12-year-old Zachariah. This is a kid who runs, but he runs with a purpose. For heroes. He's been doing this for over a year, designating a first responder, military member, or police officer that he runs for in their honor, then presents the flag to the family for which whom he ran and why.
I love being part of the healing process through their hard time. I love seeing families happy.
How do you like that? When most 12-year-olds are thinking, how do I get back to my Xbox, Mom? Zachariah is figuring out who to honor next. Here's the site if you want to support him and find out more. And that's super easy. I've got it pulled up right here in front of me, runningforheroes.org. And it's the number 4, runningforheroes.org. If you want to find out a little bit more about what he does. What a great idea. Not just running in their honor, raising money for that family, but presenting them with the flag afterwards. That means so much to those families. God's word, and it's so perfect for this story. Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hey, that's kind of where we started today, and we'll end it there. Don't forget, there's a brand new podcast each and every Friday. It's good news. That's why we call it God News You Can Use. You can find it on Facebook. Look for God News You Can Use. Share it with your friends, because everybody needs some good news every day. We need that. You can go anywhere and get the other news in the world, but who needs it, right? We need some good news. We need some encouragement. We need to be reminded that God is on the throne and that He loves you every single second of the day. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And that is the best good news. Our Savior Jesus Christ, amen, did it all for us on the cross, raised again, coming back. And look for the podcast on Anchor. It connects to all those places, Google, Apple, Spotify. It's all there. You can find the podcast just about anywhere. Sure would appreciate your like, share, and follow. Thank you so much, and God bless, and I'll see you next Friday.